Well, let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you.
主，感谢你在创世之前，你就把你儿女的名字写到生命册上。
We thank you for you having chosen us in eternal past.
感谢你靠着你的全知全能，主，你在耶稣基督里，你拣选你的儿女。
We thank you for your loving kindness and your grace.
主，让我们这些本该灭亡的人能够有永生的盼望。
For those of us supposed to be perished, yet we have eternal hope.
主，求主你圣灵的工作与我们同在。
May your holy work be with us.
引导我们的敬拜。
Lead our worship.
主，让我们的敬拜能够达到主你的面前。
So that our worship may reach you.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道整本圣经的主题乃是神的儿子耶稣基督完全顺服父神的旨意。
We know that the theme is that the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, is completely submissive to the Lord, to the God.
他道成肉身，降卑为人，舍己救赎罪人的故事。
So he came in the world in the human, and to sacrifice himself to save the rest of the world.
我们也知道呢，旧约呢是耶稣基督的预表，而新约呢是耶稣基督实体的显现。
So we know that the Old Testament is a pre-existing of Jesus, but New Testament is the presence of Jesus.
所以呢，在旧约中呢，有一些人物，他就是预表新约中的耶稣基督。
So there was a few people in the Old Testament, they represents the coming Christ.
那么在创世纪的二十二章二节，那么神对亚伯拉罕说，他说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示的你的山上，把他卸为燔祭。
So in Genesis 22 verse 2, he said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
那么亚伯拉罕他就信神的话，就预备燔祭的柴，让以撒背上。
So that Abraham believed in God's word, so he set off and built the altar.
那么他自己带着刀和火和刀，那么带着独生的爱子以撒，就一起上山，要把他卸为燔祭。
So he brought his only beloved son, Isaac, and the firestone and the knife, and they went to Mount Moriah.
而以撒呢，因为没有看见父亲预备燔祭的献燔祭的祭牲，就问他的父亲：“燔祭在哪里呢？”
So, but Isaac didn't see the sacrificed lamb, so he asked his father, "Where is the lamb?"
那么亚伯拉罕就告诉他的儿子说：“神必预备燔祭的羊羔。”
So Abraham told his son, "The Lord will provide."
那么在创世纪二十二章九节这样说，他说他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。
So in Genesis 22:9, it says, When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son,And laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
我们要知道，当时以撒是一个童子，亚伯拉罕呢是一个一百多岁的老人。
We know that at that time Isaac was a child, but Abraham was already over 100 years old.
如果以撒要是反抗的话，亚伯拉罕是不可能把他捆绑的放在柴上。
So if Isaac resisted.Abraham would not be able to bind him on the altar.
那是后面发生的事呢，我们都知道，以撒完全顺服父神，把自己献为燔祭。
So we know that what happened after that, that Isaac was completely submissive and presented himself as the sacrifice.
但是神却预备了一只公羊来代替以撒。
But God provided a lamb as a substitute for Isaac.
那么在旧约中还有一位人物，就是约瑟。
There's another person in the Old Testament, that's Joseph.
那么他受尽弟兄和他人的苦害和屈辱。
So he was humiliated and by his own brothers.
那么后来他却高升成为了埃及的宰相。
And later he became the second man in control in Egypt.
最后拯救了以色列的全家。
And saved the entire household of Israel.
那么以撒和约瑟呢，其实都是耶稣基督他的预表。
So Isaac and Joseph are both pre-shadowing Christ Jesus.
而主耶稣却是基督真正的显现。
And Jesus is the true Christ in presence.
所以我们从今天的信息我们会看到神的独生爱子耶稣基督他完全顺服父神的旨意。
So from today's passage, we see that God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, was completely submissive to the will of God.
为了拯救所有信他的人，降卑为人。
So he came to be a man for the purpose of saving all the sinners.
甘愿忍受极大的痛苦和羞辱，为我们的罪死在了十字架上。
So he willingly suffered all the humiliation and shame and died for us on the cross.
成为那位真正的赎罪的羔羊。
So he became the true redeeming lamb.
我们从三个方面来看主耶稣所受的这些痛苦和羞辱。
We're going to look at the suffering, the passion of Christ from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是主耶稣他被兵丁戏弄。
The Lord Jesus was humiliated by the soldiers.
那么第二点就是主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
So the second, the Lord Jesus was crucified.
那么主耶稣最后还被众人所讥笑。
And lastly, the Lord Jesus was mocked by many people.
下面我们来看第一点，就是主耶稣他呢是被兵丁首先戏弄，在第十六节到第二十节。
So let's look at the first point in verses 16 and 20.
十六到二十节我们来看。那么这儿说，兵丁把耶稣带进衙门里，叫起了全营的兵，他们给他穿上紫袍，又用荆棘编着冠冕给他戴上，又就庆贺说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”又拿苇子打他的头，吐唾沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。戏弄完了，就给他脱了紫袍，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
Verse 16.And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in purple cloak, and twisted together a crown of thorns. They put it on him, and they began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews! And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him.And kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him.
那我们上一次的信息，那么结束到主耶稣受了鞭打，被交给人钉十字架。
So last message we had, we know that Jesus was scourgedand was given to people to be crucified.
而从今天的经节来看到，我们看到说，主耶稣呢被比拉多这个审判和鞭打，都是在他的衙门外发生的。
So from today's passage, we know the shame and the scourging by Pilate occurred outside the praetorium.
而且罗马兵呢，并没有马上把主耶稣带去钉十字架。
And the Roman soldier did not immediately take him to be crucified.
而是把他从衙门外带进来，又羞辱他一番。
So they brought him from the governor's headquarters and shamed him.
那么按照当时罗马军队的编制，一个营是大约600人。
So a battalion in those days may be 600 soldiers.
那么也就是说，并不是几个人，而是一大群的罗马兵丁在一起戏弄主耶稣。
So this is not just a few soldiers, it's a large number of soldiers together humiliated Christ.
那么主耶稣呢，他被鞭打之后已经是遍体鳞伤，血肉模糊。
So after all the scourging and the hitting, he's already full of wounds all over him.
他们现在呢，却给他穿上了紫袍，又给他戴上荆棘编做的冠冕。
So they put him over on a purple cloak and put on the thorn, crown on his head.
他们把主耶稣故意打扮成一个君王的样子。
So they purposefully dressed him as a king.
还假装一起庆贺拜他，说恭喜犹太人的王啊。
They began to salute him and says, Hail, King of the Jews.
那么这里面的荆棘呢，它是一种又粗又尖。
At this time that he was hungry and...
那么荆棘这种东西，荆棘那么又
尖，
它又粗呢又尖，很容易刺透人的皮肤。
So the thorn put on his head can penetrate the skin.
那么他呢，就是把这个荆棘的编的冠冕了，给主耶稣戴在了头上，也就是硬摁在了他的头上。
So not only they put the thorn on his head to press the down against his head.
我们可以想象一下，我们平时被一个蚊子叮了都受不了，主耶稣满头现在被荆棘刺透。
So we just imagine we can't even suffer a mosquito bite.But now Jesus, the whole head was pressed by the thorn.
所以我们可以想象，此时主耶稣他的头的周围肯定都是一条一条的血流下。
So we can see the blood was coming down on his head.
那么他们不但如此，他们又拿苇子打他的头，也吐唾沫在主耶稣的脸上。
So they also hit him with the reed and spit on him.
而也假装还跪在他的前面拜他。
And they also pretend to pay homage to him.
我们有时候被人不小心咳嗽啊，或者打喷嚏，如果把一些唾沫溅在我们的身上，我们都觉得很受不了。
So we can't even tolerate when people cough and spit on us.
我们有时候呢，觉得有一些不公正的对待，或者受了一些委屈，或者吃了一些亏，我们都觉得这是不公平。
We think what sometimes we suffer things we think is not fair.
那么我们看看主耶稣，那么他被罪人如此的羞辱和折磨，他却没有任何的反抗。
So now we see Jesus when he was tortured and shamed, he did not even resist.
那么这不是说他没有能力，他是完全的舍弃了自己。
This is not because he's not able to.But this is his completely giving up on himself.
他受尽了各种这种痛苦和侮辱，为的是替我们赎价、付赎价。
So he suffered all the shame and humiliation for the purpose to pay the price for us.
那么代替我们受应该我们该受的刑罚。
So he actually suffered for what we would have to suffer.
那么就像以赛亚书53:4-6这样的告诉我们。他说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受刑罚，被神击打苦待了，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，由他受的鞭伤我们得医治，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。
Just like IsaiahSaid in 53:4-6, Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
那么他们这样戏弄一番后，又给主耶稣换上他自己的衣服，才把他带去要钉十字架。
So after all the humiliation, they put a purple cloak on him and take him to the cross.
那么这就是我们今天的第二点，主耶稣他这也被钉十字架。那么在21章21节到28节。
So this is the second point from verses 21 to 28. The Lord was crucified.
我们先看21到22节，有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和鲁夫的父亲。从乡下来，经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
So on verse 21 and 22, after they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross.
我们看22节，他们带着耶稣到了各个他地方，各个他翻出来就是独楼地。
And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull.
那么古利奈呢？那是一座希腊的古城。
Cyrene is a city in Greece.
那么在罗马帝国统治的时候呢，有不少的犹太人就住在这里。
So during the Roman control,many Jews lived there.
那么这里我们看到西门，所以西门呢，我们知道他是犹太人里面很普遍的名字。
So there is a person by name Simon who has a very common Jewish name.
那么在正常的情况下呢，是犯人自己背着自己的十字架来走到被钉的地方。
In normal circumstances, the criminal should carry the cross himself.
那么这一点我们也可以通过约翰福音第19章的17节前半部分我们可以知道，这里说他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来。
So in John 17 and 19 verse 17, the first half says, and he went out bearing his own cross.
那我们可以想象，那么主耶稣呢，他被鞭打后又被一大群的罗马兵戏弄了一番。
So we can imagine, after he was stricken, and he was also being humiliated by a lot of Roman soldiers.
那么他的血肉之躯一定已经精疲力尽了。
So he must be very tired for all the suffering.
那么他很可能背着沉重的十字架走了一段路，实在没有力气再走了。
It's possible he carried the cross and walked for a while, but he couldn't suffer anymore.
那么此时呢，西门正好路过这里，罗马兵丁呢就迫使他替主耶稣来背十字架。
So Simon happened to be a passerby, therefore the soldiers compelled him to carry the cross for Jesus.
那么这里的各个他，那是希伯来文的一个发音。
The name of Golgotha is a Hebrew name.
那么是在耶路撒冷城北西北角的一个地方。
It's in the northwest corner of Jerusalem.
那么这个词的意思呢，就是独楼地。
The name meaning of the place is skull.
那么有的解经家说呢，说各个他是一处缺少植物、光秃的圆形的小山顶。
So some of the interpretation is that the Golgotha is a small hill which is bare.
那么外观上像很像人这个无就没有没有这个光秃的无毛的头盖骨。
So it's just a place where there was a bear.
那么所以呢被称为独楼地。
That's why I called this place of a skull.
也有的解经家说呢，各个他就是一个处死犯人的地方，所以被人们称为独楼地。
Some other people interpreted that Golgotha is a place.Where the criminals were executed, therefore they're full of bones and skull.
所以不管怎么样说，所以这个地方呢，它是在耶路撒冷城外的一个地方。
So it doesn't matter. It is a city outside Jerusalem.
因为呢，在犹太人看来呢，犯人他是就是不洁净的，所以处死犯人不能在圣城里面。
Because according to the Jewish law, the criminals are unclean. so they cannot be punished inside Jerusalem.
那我们再看二十三节，二十三节这儿说，拿末药调和的酒给耶稣，他却不受。
And verse 23, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
那么末药跟酒混合，据说是有麻醉的作用。
They think that when you mix wine and myrrh, it can cause numbness.
那么目的是为了让钉十字架的人能够减少一些痛苦。
So the purpose to decrease the pain for those who are crucified.
然而我们这里看到主耶稣呢，没有接受。
But we see Jesus did not take it.
那么他为什么没有接受？
Why did he not take it?
他是为了赎我们的罪。
Because he wanted to redeem our sin.
他甘愿承受全部钉十字架的痛苦。
He rather to suffer the entire pain of being crucified.
那么他是来替我们受审判，替我们受我们本该受的刑罚。
So he substituted us.And suffered the punishment for us.
那么他在受这些刑罚的时候，他不想是在被麻醉的状态之下。
He does not want to suffer those punishment under being numbed.
而是要完全经历本该我们罪人所必然经历的一切的惩罚。
So he wanted to completely experience all the pain that we ought to experience.
那么主耶稣呢，承受的痛苦和羞辱，我们真的是无法测度的。
So we cannot understand the pain and the suffering and the shame he suffered.
只有这样，无论我们犯了多少的罪，主耶稣都已经替我们担当了。
So no matter how much sin we have committed,Jesus has already suffered for us.
因为他已经承受了所有罪的惩罚。
He has suffered all the punishment of sins.
所以这里也告诉我们，只要我们接受他成为我们的救主，我们所有的罪都可以得到赦免。
So this also teaches us, as long as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, all our sins will be forgiven.
我们再看后面的这几二十四节到二十八节，他这儿告诉我们。于是将他钉在十字架上，研究分他的衣服，看是谁得什么。把他。
Where are you?
二十四节。
Verse
24. 24到28，那么25节这儿说，钉他在十字架上是四出的时候，他在上面有他的罪状，写的是犹太人的王。他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。这就应验了经上说的话，他被列在罪犯之中。
So I'm beginning with verse 24. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour.When they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews," and with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left.
那么钉十字架呢，是最残忍、最痛苦，也是最羞辱的一种刑罚。
So to be crucified is the most cruel and way of punishment.
然而父神就是让。本来没有罪、无罪、圣洁的救主耶稣，为我们的罪来承受这样的刑罚。
So we want the sinless Jesus to suffer for all our punishment.
这里我们可以看到罪的后果是多么的可怕。
Now we can see how terrible is the consequence of sin.
那么兵丁研究分主耶稣的衣服，以及呢两个强盗和主耶稣同钉十字架。这些呢都是旧约预言的应验。
So when the soldiers cast the, to see who would divide on garments and also nailed on the cross together with two robbers were prophesied by the Old Testament.
那么在诗篇二十二章十八节，他告诉我们说，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
In Psalm 22:18.They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
那么在以赛亚书的53:12后半中间，他说：“因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中。”
So, Isaiah 53:12, it says, "Yet he bore the sin of many and makes the intercession for the transgressors, because he poured out his soul to death."
那么这让我们知道，主耶稣所经历的一切都是神救赎计划的实现。
So now we know all the thing happened to Jesus is to fulfill all the prophecies.
那么这不是魔鬼撒旦的得胜。
This is not the victory of Satan.
那么透过他在十字架上的死和三日后的复活，那么他击败了魔鬼撒旦，并且成就了父神救恩的计划。
So through Jesus dying on the cross and his resurrection,He has fulfilled the redeeming plan of our Lord Jesus.
那么尽管这些罗马的兵丁用犹太人的王作为主耶稣罪状来嘲讽他。
Even though the Roman soldiers mocked him as the king of the Jews.
他们却不知道他确实是基督。
They did not know that he truly is the Christ.
他确实是那位受膏者。
He is the anointed one.
是神的儿子，是万王之王，是所有信他之人的救主。
He is the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Savior of all who believes in Him.
那么主耶稣呢？不但被罗马兵羞辱并钉十字架，他在十字架上还被众人羞辱。
Not only he was shamed before the cross.He was also shamed when he was on the cross.
那么这是我们第三点，主耶稣呢被众人讥笑。
So this is the third point. The Lord Jesus was mocked by many people.
那么在29:32，他这样说：说从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说：“嗨，你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的，可以救自己，从十字架上下来吧。”祭司长和文士也是这样戏弄他，彼此说他救了别人，不能救自己。以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。那和他同钉的人也是讥笑他。
So from verse 29, and those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, Aha!You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him and to one another, saying, He saved the others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those who were crucified with him also reviled him.
那么这里我们看到，首先是过路的人来辱骂他。
First, we saw the passersby who came.
说他既然能够拆毁圣殿，三日又能建起，如果他有这样的能力，他们一定能救，他一定就能够救自己从十字架上下来。
So if he could destroy the temple and rebuild in 3 days, he certainly can come down.From the cross to save himself.
当然，这些人因为不认识主耶稣是谁，也就不明白主耶稣所说的话。
Because they do not know who Jesus is, and they do not understand the words of Jesus.
那么，其次是这些犹太的领袖、祭司长和文士来戏弄他。
And then we know the leaders of the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees, who also mocked him.
他们深知主耶稣行过。通过医病赶鬼和行各样的神迹，他救过很多人。
So they knew Jesus through his miracles. He has cast out the demons, saved people from death. They have seen his miracles.
然而他此时被钉在十字架上，他们也认为他不能救自己。
But now he is crucified. They also believe he cannot save himself.
那么最后是和他同钉十字架的强盗。
And the last was the robber who was crucified with him.
那么也在讥笑他，说他如果是基督，就能从十字架上下来。
also mark him, since you are the Christ, you can come down from the cross.
如果他能从十字架下来，他们就要信他。
If you can come down from the cross, they will believe him.
那么其实以上所有这些人的讥笑主耶稣，是因为他们看到主耶稣被钉在十字架上，就不能救自己从十字架上下来。
They saw Jesus was on the cross. He did not come down from the cross. Therefore, they mocked him.
然而我们知道主耶稣不是不能救自己，是完全照父神的计划他在行事。
We know it's not Jesus cannot save himself, but he wanted to stay and to save all the other sinners.
他完全可以不被钉十字架。
He could not to be crucified.
然而为了救赎我们这些罪人，他甘愿舍己被钉十字架。
So, but to save us, the sinners, he willingly gave up himself to be crucified.
这也正是他第一次来到世界的目的。
This is the reason why he came to the world the first time.
那么马可福音的十章四十五节明白地告诉我们，他说因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So in Mark 10:45 it says, For even the Son of Man came not to serve, but to, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life,As a ransom for many.
也就是说，如果他不被钉十字架，我们就不可能得救。
If he is not crucified, we cannot be saved.
这也是他在克西马尼园祷告的时候所说的。他说：“父神，不要按你的心意，要不要按我的意思，按你的意思。”
So this is what he prayed in Gethsemane. He says, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
那为的是成全父神的旨意。
For the purpose.To fulfill God's will.
那么所有这些人都认为他们不信耶稣是因为他没有能救自己从十字架上下来。
Everybody believed that because Jesus did not come down from the cross, so he cannot save people.
然而相反，我们之所以信耶稣，正是因为他没有救自己从十字架上下来。
But the opposite is we believe.He did not save himself, therefore we can be saved.
为我们成就了父神的救恩计划。
So he has fulfilled the redeeming plan of the Father for us.
那么今天呢，我们从三个方面呢，看到主耶稣所受的痛苦和这些羞辱。
So today we studied the shame that Jesus suffered from three different.
那么他在被钉十字架前遭受一大群罗马兵丁的戏弄。
Before he was crucified, he was humiliated by the soldiers.
那么受鞭打后遍体鳞伤，他们又给他穿上紫袍，戴上荆棘的冠冕。
After he was stricken, he was hurt, and they put a purple robe on him and took him to be crucified.
又用苇子打他的头，又唾吐沫在他的脸上。
They hit him with a reed and spit on him.
他也承受了最痛苦、最羞辱的十字架的刑罚。
He also suffered the most cruel, the most terrible punishment of the cross.
那么在十字架上，他又被过路人、犹太领袖、同钉十字架的强盗来讥笑。
So when he was on the cross, he was mocked by passersby, by the Jewish leaders, and by the robber who was crucified with him.
那么这里我们不禁要问，主耶稣既然是完全无罪的人，也是全知全能的神。
So we would ask, since Jesus is 100% human, and he's also all-knowing God.
那么他何故被如此的羞辱？
Why would he be humiliated so much?
他的身心又何故受如此的痛苦？
Why he has to suffer all the pain?
那么以赛亚书五十三章十节其实给了我们一个答案。
So in Isaiah 53 verse 10,
那么这里说，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him.And to offer himself as a redeeming person.
所以这里他让我们知道，就神他是永不改变的。
We know that God will never change.
他在魔鬼引诱亚当夏娃犯罪后，就颁布了他的救赎计划。
So after Adam has fallen, God has started his redeeming plan.
那么在创世纪的三章十五节后半部分，他说：“女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。”
So in Genesis 3:15, the second half, it says the offspring of the woman will bruise your heel, and you shall bruise.He will bruise your head.
那么主耶稣被钉到十字架上，正是这个神的计划的实现。
So when Jesus was crucified, it fulfilled this plan of 3:15.
所以主耶稣所受的一切的羞辱和痛苦，都是他舍己和完全顺服父神的体现。
So what Jesus suffered is his submission to God's will.
他为的是成就父神的救赎计划，把你我这样的罪人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
So for the purpose of the redemption, that for all the sinners can be saved from sin.
那么根据这段经文呢，我们一起可以思想以下几个问题。
So we can think about the following questions.
那么如果你已经信耶稣，并接受他成为你的救主。
If you're already a believer and you accept Jesus,As your savior.
那么你常常思想救恩的宝贵吗？
Are you often consider the preciousness of the grace?
那么今天听了信息，你是否真正的明白主耶稣为我们的罪付上了怎么样的代价？
Do you truly understand what Jesus has paid for our sins?
他承受了何等的羞辱和痛苦？
How much shame?And pain that he suffered.
那么主耶稣这样的爱我们，我们怎么样才能爱他和爱我们周围的人呢？
Now, if he has loved us so much, how could we love him and also love all the others around us?
我们活在这个世上是为了我们自己的私欲欲望的实现，还是为了讨主的喜悦呢？
Do we live on this world?For the purpose of fulfilling our own desires, or to please God.
那么，如果您还没有信耶稣
，If you are not believing Jesus yet,
你是否知道主耶稣随时随地拯救那些愿意真正来到他的面前认罪悔改的人
？Do you know that Jesus always is ready to save those who are willing to?Repent and believe in him.
那我们看到主耶稣在十字架上对那些戏弄和讥笑他的人没有任何的回应。
We see that Jesus did not respond to anyone who mocked him when he was on the cross.
但是对一个罪人的悔改和祈求，主耶稣立刻的应允。
But for one of the criminals, repentance and pray, he responded.
那么在路加福音二十三章三十九到四十三节，那么对同样的这段，这个主耶稣被钉十字架有这样的一段记载，他是这样讲。
So in Luke 23:39-43, it has such a recording.
他说，那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样的受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”耶稣对他说：“我实在的告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
One of the criminals who were hung railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But The other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of a condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
那么这里我们看到那位一位被钉十字架的强盗，他来到主耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改，他马上就得到了赦免，得到了主耶稣的救恩。
So we see one of the criminals who confessed and repented immediately, he received forgiveness from Jesus.
那么我们每个人其实都知道，我们在这个世界上不可能永久的活下去。
We all know that we'll never live forever in this world.
那么当我们离开这个世界之后，我们会不会跟主同在乐园里呢？
So when we leave this world, are we going to be with Jesus in paradise?
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们感谢
Thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，真的是赐下你的爱子耶稣基督。
We thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus Christ.
来到这个世界上，为我们这些罪人而死。
Who came and died for us, the sinners.
为我们承受了无法彻度的羞辱和痛苦。
He has suffered all these shames and pain.
就是为了拯救我们。
For the purpose of redeeming us.
让我们能够有永生的盼望。
So that we may have eternal hope.
主，你就让我们所有信你的人能够常常思想你的恩典。
So God, let all of us who believe in him often consider and think about your grace.
让我们不要徒受你的恩典。
So that we will not forget your grace.
让我们真的知道救恩的宝贵。
So we'll know how precious is our salvation.
知道它的来之不易。
And we also know it's not easy to have it.
主，就让我们能够真的是为了主耶稣基督，让我们能够活出他的生命。
So let us be able to live out the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也靠着主耶稣基督赐给我们的恩典，能够让我们的生命能够一日一日的更新，越来越像他。
Through him, that we may be getting closer to you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天有圣餐，那么我们现在呢，先唱一首诗歌。